to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big tea popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father 40 bears grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the jokes, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Burping herb, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painting skies in a fiery hue. Patio vibes, bring you know the new crew. We got the patio life. Good times, feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Cheers, everybody. Welcome to the patio. It's T, and man, we are back in studio. It's been a whole week. We missed Monday night. Had a few things come up. Couldn't quite get there last night, though, if you joined Marty and I. We did, we had some nice samples there in the patio bar. But we've got a good show for y'all tonight. The news, we got Shannon Sharp. He's been having some Diddy parties, or at least... maybe they're close, kind of like Diddy parties.
I think like Kanye parties, Kanye family reunions anyway.
Yeah, we're going to talk about all that freaky stuff here in just a minute. Where there was a father decided to swim with sharks, and I guess you saw how that played out. No, let's talk about that father. Father Fortenberry, how are you this fine evening?
What's up, fellas? Father Fortenberry, I'm glad to be back. Yeah, I've missed, I wasn't with y'all yesterday. I was there in spirit. Was it y'all?
What'd you call it? Legend.
I'm legends adjacent.
Legends adjacent. So,
I just hung out. You know, I had baseball practice for Mac. Had a little private lesson.
Were you looking to see what's up in the corner?
What
you were thinking or something? Looked like you were thinking. You were like,
well, I was trying to think what I did yesterday.
You know, most people look to the left when they think.
Unless you're like lying, so that's lying.
Oh, that's it. You're right. If you're lying,
yeah. Maybe because I'm right-handed.
The bourbon nerd. Oh, wait a minute. You're froze.
Are you frozen? I knew something. Look at the back of his head.
I ain't got no hair.
Let's see if we can fix that.
No, leave that the whole show.
He snapped a picture of me trying to find a bottle to grab.
There he is.
What's up, y'all? I'm always looking left.
I'm trying to get your booty. I'm trying to get your honey.
I didn't stand up. You should have put him a little further back. What's up, y'all? Thank y'all for joining in.
That's all you got?
That's all you got?
I think I talked
all
forever. Got.
What are you drinking tonight, Bourbon Nerd?
What?
Little Ben Holiday?
13 Colony.
I thought it was Ben Holiday you poured up. Oh, you've been back for seconds. Yeah. I drank his stuff last night. I told him he could drink some of my stuff this evening. All right. So Shannon Sharp is in the news. Oh, Unk's in trouble. He's been sued for $50 million.
Ooh, that's a lick.
By a 19-year-old young lady.
That Club Shay Shay?
Club Shay Shay, Shannon Sharp. Yeah. Used to be of the Baltimore Ravens, used to be of the Denver Broncos. Dude is like 56 years old, and he's built like
me.
No, nothing like you.
If they put his cognac on clearance, we'll buy some.
Yeah, there you go. We'll do a review of his cognac. Maybe that's how he makes those money.
I'll buy anything on clearance.
But he apparently hooked up with this 19-year-old lady from OnlyFans.
Okay.
And she's now suing him, claiming he raped her.
Hmm.
His lawyer released some explicit text from her telling him it'd be $25,000 per cheek. I'm not sure I understand exactly what that meant. And that she's threatening to release the tape. And Unk told him, said, go ahead and release that tape.
Yeah, I mean, I highly doubt she has a tape of him assaulting her.
Yeah, I think they went into some kinkiness, like some choking, some of that type of stuff. But look, he's already released audio bites of him inadvertently.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah.
You know what part? I was reading some articles about this day. You know what part I forgot about that? They only released like 2 minutes, and he argued that they cut it down. He really lasted like 15 minutes. He was more worried about his about the persona of how long he partook.
I just said anything in slow motion.
But look, I mean, you play stupid games, you get stupid prizes. Right, I mean,
what do you lay down with a OnlyFans? I'm not gonna call him model. OnlyFans, prostitute. That's what happens.
Yeah,
sex worker. Can't say prostitute anymore.
$50 million. Apparently, he tried to sell for 10, and she wouldn't take it. What an idiot! But now, I gotta say, we'd have never heard her name. I think this is all publicity stunt.
I don't know her name now, so.
Let me see if I'm sure.
Look, I ain't got $25,000 for either cheek, so I mean, it makes me no difference.
You'd be like a quarter.
What can I give $25?
Let's see what it says here. What is her name? It's not Jane Doe. It said Jane Doe, but they released her name. She was only 19. There's video of Monique telling Shannon, like, last year he need to quit messing with those young girls.
Yeah, Monique trying to slide on DMs, though. She's the one that killed Landfill.
She the one that what?
Killed Landfill. You remember from Beer Fest?
No, I didn't realize
that. She's the one that pushed Landfill in the beer vat and he drowned. That bitch.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we talked about that one. Yeah.
We did talk about that one. I didn't know what that's talking about. Oh, I can't find it.
Greatest movie ever.
We're not going to give her any credit for this. But another story, very similar. I don't have a story pulled up, but have you heard what's going on with Pat McAfee and this? You remember we talked about this young girl who supposedly slept with her boyfriend's dad?
Yeah.
I think they were down at Ole Miss. Yeah. Well, apparently that was wrong. And she has sued Pat McAfee for like millions and millions and millions of dollars and ESPN.
Does anybody think Pat McAfee has millions and millions and millions of dollars?
I don't know, but you can sue people for friends. Sure they sued, what's that conspiracy theorist dude? They sued for $1 billion.
Oh,
the one that's now skinny.
Alex Jones?
Yeah, Alex Jones. The one that, like, the new version of Alex Jones looks nothing like Alex Jones. Have you seen him lately?
They're turning the frog gay.
He sounds the same, but he's, like, super thin.
They're making the frogs gay.
He probably was right in the end.
They were. No, they were right. Remember?
Yeah, they were.
The microplastics.
Yeah, it was the microplastics.
Plastics.
What did I say?
I said plasties. Microplastics.
Like micro testes?
Well, yeah. Let's.
There we go. Let's go down that.
So those that have not seen any of the early shows.
Then you probably won't.
You probably won't because they're terrible. But microplastics do make you gay because they shrink your. No, they.
Shrink the taint.
Yes, yes. The shorter your taint is, the
more likely you are to be effeminate. Yep. Also,
so everybody measure your taint.
This like came out yesterday. They have now found that people with dementia have a lot of microplastics in their like blood cells in their brains and stuff.
Well, Joe Biden was Mr. Plastico or Roboto. I know it's Roboto. Mr. Plastico.
We need somebody to write our humor. Sometimes we're hitting. Sometimes we miss. You know, if we had all day, we could sit in a writer's room.
Yes.
We could bet these.
But now, writers, probably not be fun.
Some of these shows, like you still go listen to, and like you guys sit in a room all day, and that's what you came up with. Gutfeld's like it sometimes. If you watch Gutfeld. Speaking of that, there. Check this out. Have you ever heard of childhood Alzheimer's?
Nope.
A Tennessee family has opened up about their young daughter's devastating battle with childhood Alzheimer's at the age of 3.
Can't remember how to tie her shoes or nothing.
Man, I don't know about that one.
So
that's sad.
I mean, I don't know. I do want to know a little more about this. Like, is it the same characteristics?
Okay, so they call it Sanfilippo syndrome. She was diagnosed with it last April, a rare genetic disorder that has been dubbed childhood Alzheimer's because it causes children suffer cognitive decline and lose all the skills they've learned by the time they're teenagers.
That's the same.
So you don't learn many skills.
And then you lose them.
And lose them all. That's sad. That's so freaking sad. Yeah.
Hey, what'd be a buzzkill?
Got a feeling that's what I'm known for. I make you laugh and then make you cry. I may make you laugh so hard you cry.
I was injured when I was little. What happened when I circumcised? It hurt so bad I couldn't walk for a year.
That happened when you were born?
Yeah.
Mark's got to know where that button is to hit the ding, ding. I don't think it's there. Let's go to the beaches of Israel. I didn't even realize Israel had beaches. Actually, I thought. Anyway, I don't know that part.
They have some, but they're trying to take a little more. They're trying to get a little more.
Yeah, they're trying to get a little more beachfront property. Well, you know what Trump was trying to do against the beachfront property?
Beaches.
Yeah. On an Israeli beach, a father was devoured by sharks off Israeli beach. He tried to fend them off with a GoPro stick. But I think he said, I'm going to go swim with these sharks and get some pictures. And they just ate his tail up.
I bet those are Hamas sharks.
Okay, I was going to tell that joke, but...
You figured it wasn't in good taste?
I couldn't decide.
But guess who don't care?
This dude
That's Adam Sandler.
Well, I thought it kind of looked like
a tan.
Yeah, but this dude right here...
Looks like mixed between Andy and Adam Sandler.
I was thinking that same thing.
Oh, I didn't expect to see that hair out there.
Yeah.
Poor feller.
Anyway, he went out to take some pictures with sharks. You know, he ought to sue somebody. Look at these. Okay, here.
Okay, he ain't suing nobody.
Look, them sharks went into a feeding friend. What?
Dude, he shouldn't have been messing with them sharks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, there's several of them. Them are some big old sharks.
Is this with his GoPro as he's out there?
No, no, that's one of the sharks.
Heck no.
There's his arm laying in the water. Maybe we should have
played this. I thought it was a flip-flop.
But shit, look.
You going to let your kids swim up there to them sharks? I guess he thought since they were swimming amongst their legs. Look, wild animals are wild. It's kind of like wild Fortenberries. When they get out in the nature, they're just wild. You got to be careful.
Domesticated Fortenberries are wild, too.
Yeah, they're like feral cats, almost, them domesticated Fortenberries.
So, maybe sting of a story. So, we got cats running all over the job site.
What's that? Keep telling.
We got cats running all over the job site. So
you thought about bringing Father Charles in? Hey, Jamie, he's out of work.
He's out of work.
You could put he can get a backpack. He could be like Ghostbuster at your job site.
Then he have challenges at Arkansas and Tennessee.
No, he's got credentials.
Like, he could have a water jug strapped to his back.
Oh, that's so bad. Golly, so, we're bad to see him.
Andy shows up at work Monday morning, and I sat down. And he said, "Man, there's a cat dead on the front porch." I said, he like took a shovel just in the trash. I was like, "Oh, all right, that's one thing to do with it." So yesterday I woke up. There's another dead cat. So now
are they poisoning cats?
I don't know.
Maybe man. Doctor. Maybe so Father Charles. Maybe
running around because there was two more they found.
Yeah, but have you ever seen a dog kill a cat?
Not like a bunch of them.
Right. No, that's some other. Now I would believe a crackhead is running around there killing cats. Well, you know what? Somebody's paying a crackhead $5 a cat to take them cats out.
He said, "Just lay them on the porch."
Because that's what a cat would do. They would like kill a mouse and bring it
home. I had somebody wish I would become homeless today. I walked in the gas station. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you lecture him? Did you say, no. I've been there?
No.
I
took my Subway sandwich and walked off. So I walked to the store. And
this is like, in Memphis, folks.
Big man. Let me get some dollars for the big man. I said, "Nah, I'm good." Walked on by. On the way back out, he said, "Man, I'm hungry. You ain't gonna give me nothing?" "No, I ain't giving you nothing." He said, "I hope you're homeless like me one day." I should have said I was.
Yeah, you should have told him the whole story.
Not the whole story. Just that I had to sleep on the streets in New Orleans.
Kept him out there for a long time. Just held him up where he couldn't bump from nobody else.
He was in a wheelchair. He wasn't going nowhere.
We should have offered him a sandwich. He didn't want no sandwich.
No.
I would have offered him a sandwich.
Why? You hungry?
Yeah, I mean, I bought me a sandwich.
Hey, you should have told him $1 ain't going to buy no damn sandwich.
Yeah. Or beer.
Yeah.
Or gas. Well, what'd you get with the dollar?
Nothing.
Jim, you're Catholic.
No, I'm not.
You were Catholic.
No.
I thought you converted. I'm
Catholic.
All right, so you're closer Catholic than anybody.
Yeah, I'm the closest here.
So y'all supreme leader passed away this past weekend. Is that not what?
No, I don't think they call him the supreme leader. I think the North Korea.
Okay. Well, the Pope,
His Holiness,
His Holiness passed away this past weekend.
Right after a speech or something. Right?
It was after J.D. Vance touched him.
No,
it was after J.D. Vance hung out.
J.D. Vance just killed him over.
Yeah, they're sending him next to hang out with North Korean dictator and Vladimir Putin. J.D. gets to go hang out with Vladimir Putin, but really, the Pope had been sick for a while. He passed the day after Easter. Now that's kind of freaky. But I was watching something. So, Jamie, you're closest we got to Catholic religion. Opened up this portal at Christmas. Do you know about these portals?
I do not.
Okay, I had to do a little research.
So, there's a lot about the Catholic, I'm going to say religion because it's still Christianity.
So, there's certain years that the Pope will go and open these doors to these special chambers that are supposed to be, like, sacred. And 2025 happens to be that year. And they unbrick this wall, and there's this video. I'll see if I can find it. It was really odd.
So the history of the Catholic Church is pretty neat. They have a lot of cool stuff. But like they also have the skeleton of Mary Magdalene just sitting in like a golden sarcophagus. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me see if I find this video. Because it was cool, but it was kind of weird. It was cool, and it's kind of weird.
It was cool, but kind of weird.
Only Catholic church I ever been in is when you get married.
Last time a Pope died, which was
John Benedict.
Yeah, but he stepped down. What's the one before him?
Is this one Benedict?
John Paul.
John Paul was on there for a long time. I thought.
It's one before Benedict. When he died, me and my wife had just started dating. So I was like really interested in what was happening with the Pope, because it was breaking news and I was dating a Catholic. Well, unfortunately, unbeknownst to me, this is the time when smartphones weren't out. So you could still get data. I had like a 700 phone bill because I can't read the news under the Pope.
I knew where that was going.
Like the Queen. You're obsessed with these world leaders. The yes. Grand Poobah. Let's see. So he was, dang it, where'd he go? I can't find that. John Paul, yeah, it was Francis. This is Pope Francis. Mm-hmm. He's been there since 2013. Benedict was there from 05 to 13. And Pope John Paul II, which is the one we all knew, was October of 1978 to April 2005.
Yeah, he was there a long time.
Wow. He was there a really, really long time. Look, the dude before him, though, August of 1978 through September of 1978. That was John Paul I. No wonder he took John Paul II.
Was Vance around then?
But anyway,
he went shaking hands.
He went touching people.
But man, the Catholic religion is just kind of interesting. I don't know anything.
Historically, it's fascinating.
It's very fascinating. There's a lot of corruption there, like any other business or any other thing.
Yep. Yes, it is that.
And there's a lot of people. He's one of the oldest popes, I believe. But there's a lot of people that think there's a prophecy that indicates. Once the oldest pope passes, which is this guy, he's the oldest pope ever, he'll be replaced with a guy named Peter, Roman Peter, and that'll be the last pope. And then the reckoning occurs.
Roman Peter.
And so, some of the leading candidates.
Like cheating on his wife, a Roman Peter.
Body's plumb tickled over there.
Marty
laughs, Gary would have some like little quick ones to drop in there.
I don't know. He might have broke out laughing on that one.
Oh, Roman Peter.
Yeah. We didn't even set that up. That's pretty good. But I can't get into this article about the Vatican's ties to UFOs. We'll save that for another time.
Would you be surprised though?
No, everybody's got ties. Look, I've been going down this rabbit hole of these damn pyramids tied back to UFOs and all that type of mess. But so, look, these pyramids are kind of freaky, too, when you really get to looking at it. John Hamm, you guys know who that fellow is? He's a good-looking actor.
I like it.
He was in Mad Men, one of my favorite shows of all time. If you hadn't watched it,
I've never watched it.
But, yeah, you'd love it. It's very cerebral.
I don't have my phone with me. He's been a couple of things.
He was in Flintstones. He played Fred Flintstone.
No, he didn't.
I think he did in one.
John Goodman played Fred Flintstone. He played John Goodman's boss.
I know he was in that movie.
Who was in the Honey, I Shrunk Kids? That's who played Barney.
Yeah, Remus. No. George Remus?
What? George Remus.
That's a bourbon dude?
He also did movies. I'm looking it up. Y'all keep talking.
We usually.
I want to see what all Ham was in, because he's been in a couple really, really good movies.
I'm going to pull up.
Rick Moranis.
See, I got Remus. Like, he could be Remus.
Now, what movies was John Hamm in?
I don't remember movies, but he was in Mad Men, was awesome. Well, he was in Transformers 1, Unfrosted. That was a Netflix show. Mean Girls. He was in Mean Girls.
Yeah, he was a dad.
Newer version. Maggie Moore, he was in. He wasn't it. Top Gun Maverick, he was in.
Yep, he was the head of the. He was the
tag. That was pretty good. He was good in that movie. Richard Jewell. Okay, whatever. He was apparently in Shrek in some kind of way in the A-Team. I didn't remember him in the A-Team. Mad Men's probably his most famous role.
Oh, yeah, hands down.
And you hadn't seen that, but Jamie, you'd love it. You love it. But anyway, he is now, someone called him out for hazing. And he's in college at the University of Texas. Apparently, he was in charge of hazing.
I am.
But this hazing is pretty far out there. A young fraternity pledge described brutal torture he suffered at the hands of John Hamm. Mark Allen Sanders gives accounts of how he was beaten with a paddle, dragged around a room by his genitals. Had his pants set on fire during the horrific hazing ordeal. And said Hamm was the ringleader. Now, this would have been in like 1990. So that's a long time ago.
Yeah. I wonder if it worked.
You know what probably happened? He probably didn't get in after going through all that.
Talking around by their genitals.
Look, there's something about them being a man. You don't let, I don't care what you're into. You don't let somebody drag you around by your genitalia. You just can't do that.
Look, I'm just trying to figure out the physics of how that happens anyway.
Marty, demonstrate.
I mean,
Jamie, lay down on the ground.
Like wrap it around your hand to get some, some grip on it.
Yeah. He described how he's beaten so savagely for forgetting to use Ham's nickname, MC Hammer. All right, that's a great name. MC Hammer, great. That's a great name, yep. That he sustained a broken spine and kidney. Oh, come on. He hits me right over the right kidney, square on it. Good, solid hit, and that stood me up, he said. I'm hurting bad. I mean, being hit right there and the kidney is killing me. And here's a picture of the dude he beat. Look, that dude right there.
My hat again. Look, make sure they can drag him around by his ears.
Poor fella.
John Hamm looks like a douchebag. I mean, I'll be real honest.
Well, there's some pictures.
I think about his most. To me, he's most recognizable because he was the boss from Landman.
Oh, that's right. He died, didn't he? Yes. Oh, spoiler alert. There he is in college, but I got his head chopped off.
Who was that, Hamm or?
Hamm.
Another dude.
That's Hamm up at the top. I don't see the big eared dude.
That's him right there to the left, ain't it?
Oh, is that him?
He looks like him.
Maybe.
Just look for big old ears. He's not in the
picture. He had longer hair then.
Yeah. Look, that's a dude that also, I guess, he got drug around by his genitalia.
That's the same dude, I think.
That's Mad Men, Saturday Night Live.
A random picture.
Yeah,
a
random picture.
Man, look at the ears on the thing. He just heard me.
But hazing, man. I mean, look, that was a long time ago. I wonder why they waited until now to come out.
Now that's a little much. If the allegations are true, that's a lot much. But hazing is kind of just part of coming up. It used to be.
Oh, we used to talk trash about it.
Yeah, we talked trash. We'd pick on people. But we wouldn't.
So you stole from St. Jude multiple times. We now have established multiple times. Right, isn't it multiple times? Yes, multiple.
No, it's one occasion.
Yeah, but there's another weird thing you did.
That would go down as one charge, just FYI.
Now, how many people did you haze?
He ain't drug nobody around with about his stuff.
Oh, yeah. I bet he has. But I know one. We can't talk about that.
Look, I never drug anybody.
I wasn't there, but I heard. I can't.
I never drug anybody around by their genitalia.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty positive.
You sure?
Positive.
100%.
I'm not convinced. I think there's some opportunities that could have occurred.
Look, tug of war. We had tug of war at the gym or in the field house.
Had sword fights.
I was using a pocket knife. That's the problem.
Yeah. But look, no, it's terrible. I I've got a son. You've got a son. I tell him you go into an environment like that, you come up swinging. You don't let people.
At some point, not that I don't want victim blame, but at some point, if a dude is physically assaulting you, you got to you gotta handle your business.
You gotta take up for yourself.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter if you're trying to get into a fraternity or something like that.
Yeah.
So let me tell you this. So
Jamie's story.
So our little travel baseball team, this is our second tournament we had this weekend. We got our first two.
Go Mallards.
Go Mallards. So it was a big deal. Umpire came up to me. He said, whose idea was it for the fans to bring duck calls to the game? And I said, what kind of mind? He said, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Okay.
I love it.
So like every time we do something good, there's duck calls going off in the stands.
I didn't know where this was headed. But
two good stories for our tournament. So we have a special needs kid on our team. Mm-hmm. And when we started our team, look, we're like, we're going to let this kid on our team. He has to play with us. He's a little too old. He's a couple months too old. So before every game, I tell the opposing coach, said, hey, I got this kid. He may or may not get in the game. So he got in the game. We were up 10-5 or like 8-4 or something like that. And we brought him in to pinch hit for a kid. Well, he strikes out. He's not great. So the catcher drops the ball. And I was, Ricky, run. This little dude just runs to first base, arms flailing. He gets there, and he was so excited. And up looks at me and says, you want a pitch run? I said, no, let's let him play it out. Look, I said this, that he's still second. And then another dude hits a shot runs him all the way home. And man, I'm getting chills talking about now. This dude scored, and the whole place is the whole complex is going crazy.
You had another story too. I do. Blood was involved, right?
Blood was involved.
All right, yeah, tell that story.
So, our catcher, this probably the toughest child I've ever met in my life. So he goes to bunt. Well, actually, he said they're talking to one of the coaches. He said, "Hey, you think I should bunt this time?" He said, "Well, did you ask? You need to talk to your dad about it." He said, No, don't worry about it." So he goes up and gets two strikes on. Next thing we know, he lays down a bunt.
With two strikes?
Yeah. He lays down a bunt. Ball comes right back, hits him in the nose. Blood explodes out of his nose. So I'm like, I'm coaching first. I'm like, "Run!" And he takes off running. Blood's just pouring everywhere. They overthrow first. And this kid at this point, he's like, there, you can tell in his eyes, there's no stop.
This is like Mario. I can hear Mario music. Boom, 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 boom.
He rounds first, rounds second. His dad's the coach in third. And he's like, yeah, he's doing this, trying to see, because blood's just pouring out of his face. Kid ain't stopping.
No, he's rolling.
He's crying. Blood's everywhere.
Hey, this kid ain't going to cry if John Hamm drug him around by the genitals.
No, he's dedicated. So he rounds third, starts running home. They throw the ball to the catcher. The catcher's standing there, arms beside him, just slack-jawed, terrified of what's happening.
Watching this kid bleed.
So the coach from the opposing team was like, "Somebody grab the ball." And all the other kids are staring at him like, is nobody going to stop this?
I think that at some point after your season's over, we're going to take all your stories and we're going to make a comedy about this, the Mallards. The Mallards. So, life in the patio, Mallards edition.
So this we get him to the dugout, and there's blood everywhere. Oh, we had a guy that's an EMT came over with healthy.
They did an EMT. Did y'all call 911? There's
blood.
Murder. Yeah. There's a murder occurring out here. Was that a game you won?
The blood stop and everything.
That was a game you won though.
Yeah. It's one of them we won two. It's one of the ones we won. So we're sitting there talking to the umpires, and the umpire says, just shake his head. I said, "Dude, that kid has more balls than all of us standing around this base right now." It was the wildest thing I've ever seen in baseball. So props to that kid, because he is tough.
Yeah.
They would have had to airlift my son out of there.
I would have never made it to first.
Look,
I know. Your wife would have not let him keep going.
I asked Mac, I said, "What would happen if that had been you?" He said, "Dad, you know." he was not ashamed. He fully admits that he would have balled up right there, then fell over.
So Christy Gnome, y'all know who she is. She is the Homeland Security. They call her Ice Barbie.
Yep.
So she had a Gucci bag stolen in Washington D.C. I did not steal her bag. I was there, but I didn't do it at Capital Burger. Actually, I've been there. I've been to Capital Burger
stealing bags.
That was a good place, too. Capital Burger was good. I think it's kind of cool that I ate the same place that Christy Gnome has. Anyway, someone stole her Gucci bag with $3,000 in it. The thief, dressed in dark clothing, sat down at an empty table next to Gnome with his back facing her. Used his left little foot to slide the bag away. Then he surveyed the restaurant before eventually picking up the bag, covering it with his jacket, and leaving. Only when she got ready to leave did she realize it was missing $3,000 in cash. Man, why is she carrying around that much cash? I guess when you got it, you just carry it.
Yeah, you never know when you need to. More than that.
The what? Yeah, the Gucci bag.
The bag goes more than that.
It depends. If you order from China, it's like $10.
So if that been us at Red, somebody stole their Temu bag. It had three coupons.
Your fake Gucci bag, you got
three coupons in
Chinatown. All right, guys, let's go to chat right here real quick. Who we got? Mr. Mom over here. Have y'all seen the coach? Softball coach in South Texas that tackled a player from the other team.
I have not.
We're going to check it out. Austin Scheffler, he's right. Stick the tampons up his nose. We got poor decisions. Oh, let's make an announcement real quick.
I didn't have any tampons on me.
I couldn't catch him.
Yeah. not even a week. Next Monday, Life from the Patio, at least Marty and I, you're going too, aren't you, Jamie? We will be at Hadley's in Memphis. I think Donnie
might be there too.
Okay.
Yeah. Brother Fortenberry might be there.
Brother Fortenberry probably will be there, but we'll be live from there with the Memphis Bourbon Society. Poor Decisions, I know he's going to be out there too. And we will be interviewing Alex Castle, master distiller one time of Old Dominic. So looking forward to that. We'll put that out probably tomorrow. There you go, Tom Black. Happy that Fort Berry
on Blackberry 2020.
No, that's a different Berry. Just so you know, that's a different Berry.
He might be the OG Berry.
But Mike Bortner, yeah, he's from DC area. Let's see, Josh Fritz. Who else we got? I know I saw
Poor Decision Chip
Adelaide. He was here earlier. Yeah. David Bass, Whiskey Sippers. Buddy, I'm going to reach out to you. I know you're going to be near us next week. We'd like to get hooked up if we can. David Bass. I saw Mike Brock in here.
There's Dave.
Dave Vogelsang in the house.
I'll
tell you what.
Fisher. I thought I seen.
Hold on. I'm going to put it back on y'all's screen. Give me a second.
So I'm currently drinking Tiny Bomb from our friends at Wiseacre.
I'm on a low proof for nine. I'm at the Cooper's Craft right here.
You know, I'll say this. If you're eating seafood, this is one of the best seafood beers. I don't know why. It just hits different.
That's though. A seafood beer?
I didn't know that.
That's the weirdest damn way I've ever heard it identified.
No. So, like, you know, like certain beers go good with certain foods. Like, look, like it or not, like a good light beer with pizza, just.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't want a heavy beer and pizza. Like a heavy beer and steak is good.
Like, if you eat Mexican food, you want a
Dos Equis. Oh, Mexican beer, I'm Texas.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Roger Randall is he. So, there is a group. There's some friends of ours that are. Brian from Cast 529. Some friends of ours are out at Bardstown. They've been there most of the day. We got Daniel Beasley, Mike Brock, Craig the Bourbon Santa, and Roger Randall. They've been giving us a few updates throughout the day. They're out there enjoying finding nice bottles and nice pours. So look forward to hooking up with them later. Look, if you are on Adam Major Zero's Discord, join us. We probably won't be on 7:30, but somebody be on at 7:30. If you get on any of the Discord, we'll drag you over. Or check out, one of these guys can put it in the link. Check out the Bourbon Legends. It's a new website we got.
Well, let's not forget.
Or Legend Adjacent.
Cass will be on tonight.
Cass 529 will be doing their trivia.
Happy Days and Dadgummit. I looked it up.
Look, you know what?
There they go. They're sipping on Brandon and Mary are sipping on some Maker's Mark Heart release.
Every one of these, I'll get on there. And I don't do the trivia a whole lot. A lot of times I just get on there and chit chat. But like, I'll get on there and it's like, okay, this is something I know. And they'll start asking questions like, I don't know none of this.
Poor Decision Pairings. You guys, you and Mary, y'all should join us on Discord. It's kind of scary at first, but join us.
I want to tell Tom Black, too. I picked up a wild turkey.
All because of Tom Black.
Rare breed today from 2022.
2022. Steven Scone is coming to Memphis next week, Jamie. I'm going to try to make sure I get
Scone. Scone, I have a baseball tournament.
Check out Bourbon Hall's Discord as well.
The baseball tournament is local, so
they're going to be Friday is when they're in Memphis. I don't know how long Scone's staying. I'll text with him later.
Yeah, we'll get it figured out.
There's Turkey.
I'll be downtown Memphis anyway.
They're at Blue Note. You can walk to
Blue Note from where you're at.
He'll be at Blue Note.
What? And I'm gonna try to go with him if they'll let me over there. I don't even have to be involved in the pick. If they'll let me just join, I may join over there. If you're listening, I'm off next Friday.
Our laydown yard is 100.
I'm gonna reach out.
Our laydown yard is 100 feet from Blue Note. Yeah, so I'll probably ride down there. Definitely.
But we are typically on either Major's Discord or Bourbon Hall's Discord or Bourbon Legends Discord. Yeah, so one of those. Josh Fritz in the house. Sazerac will be opening a new distillery in Ireland called Hawkrock. I've heard of that before, I think. There's Cast 529 Discord, the Rye Guy. Yeah, put your links out there. I haven't seen anybody that's not a moderator. So look, we got fun stuff going on. What do you say?
You can be as plus one if they allow it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Steven. Yeah. I'm going to reach out. I'm going to reach out to you.
So I'm going to go bust up in there. Like I said, I'm literally.
You are legend adjacent. So.
We didn't get a time frame because all bullshit aside, when I tell you.
I know they're going to Gus's after. Worst case, I meet them at Gus's probably.
Like. Yeah. Friday's a slot. I don't have a lot of meetings on Fridays either. So I might slip over there.
Just be like, I need to go down to the lay down yard.
I could probably hit Gus's because it'll be
Friday or next Friday.
I don't know a time, and I'm gonna check them out, but they'll be here. So, Whiskey Sipper is gonna be in our area, Steven Scone for sure is gonna be in our area. Love to meet people. Adam, I think, is joining them, so we'll see what we can come up with that. But that's next Friday. What else we got going on? Hadley's Monday, man, it's a busy week.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be live from Hadley's, live Tuesday.
Live Wednesday.
Live Wednesday. Live Wednesday. That's right. We don't need a second episode
weekend.
Tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
Why not go ahead and put it out?
We might do that. Yeah, I'm impressed to one. Yeah. All right, guys. We're going to sign off. But if you guys are in Discord, we will find you and drag you over to join us. Tonight's Larceny night.
Larceny, yeah.
On Legend Channel. Life and Patty. I'm going to play the outro. Hit the outro.
Hit that button, Marty. Play us out.
Four decisions. The outro link or the Discord link is actually in the chat. It's out there. Majors and the other one. Week is cool. All right. Partner, Father Fortberry. Hold on. There you go.
Hi, guys. Hey, thanks for joining us. As always, y'all, anybody in the neighborhood, y'all check us out at Hadley. We'll be there Monday night. Please come hang out.
Monday.
Partner. Thanks for watching, guys. If you don't mind, hit that like button. And, somebody done just keep watching.
Hey, guys, thanks for stopping by. Life in the Patio. We out of here.
I'm living in the clouds and I ain't gonna fall. Somebody done saved this
outlaw.